joined right now by Rob Misch, Offshore Gaming Association, world-renowned sports writer, and also writer of a really cool piece on Vegas7.com about that ZZYZX road that we talked to you about a few months ago. Rob, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. You guys got room on that party bus?
You bet.
Yes,
we do. For you, we do.
Yes, we do. For you, we absolutely do. Rob's going to be our tallest friend. He would help us out considerably on the road.
I like that.
Yes.
So, I'm on the red eye.
Rob, I tell you, man, we honestly and sincerely, we wish we could probably do about 45 to 50 minutes with you this morning. Unfortunately, the powers that be don't let us have that much time. So we got a number of things we got to walk through. First up, you're a USD alum, all right? You spent, probably some of your more fun years at the University of San Diego, and that's where...
No. San Diego State.
San Diego State, excuse me.
There you go.
I misspoke. So.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard,
okay.
Also, San Diego guy, okay? And he's one of these, players that was looked at as pretty much the quintessential Spur, all right? Quiet, unassuming, hardworking dude. Yesterday, of course, news breaks. Kawhi goes from San Antonio to Toronto. Toronto really taking quite a gamble here. Rob, walk us through your thoughts as a San Diego guy, somebody who at least, has been aware of Kawhi Leonard for longer than most people in the NBA have. What's changed with him? How is this, which seemed to be such a perfect match with the Spurs, gone so bad so quickly?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to know the true details because he's just so quiet and unassuming. For the actual conflicts to come up, I think that's probably asking for a lot, but it's just such a strange story. The cool thing about him, like we said, is that he's a different dude. He's not part of social media. He's unassuming. He's to himself. And I that's kind of a cool thing in this day and age, I think. Even his agent, Mitch Frankel, he rarely responds to interview requests. So you're talking about something that has just devolved over the last 12 months that is just so beyond bizarre. I would imagine it starts with the quad injury. I know for a fact that those things are extremely delicate. They're very different. I have a buddy in town who's dealing with a 50% detachment from whatever that thing is attached to as far as the kneecap or whatever ligaments it is. And it's beyond painful. It sounds like it's the Achilles tendon tear times 10. Mm-hmm. So to know exactly what he went through and what the pain was like and what the rehab was like, I don't think anybody can answer that but Kawhi. And, of course, he never talks. So I know Tony Parker came out in March, talked about rehabbing and coming back from his own quad injury that was 100 times worse than Kawhi's.
Yeah.
Well, how would you ever know that unless you saw the doctor or the x-rays?
A little shade there at a teammate, too.
Yeah.
I think that had to be part of the problem.
Yep. Hey, Rob, yes. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to switch gears here because there was another big trade here with Manny Machado and the whole deal with the Dodgers now and their line going up in Vegas. Do you take the Dodgers? Is that who you pick to win the World Series now? I mean, a futures bet? Would you put money on that?
No, I wouldn't. I stay away from baseball a lot. If we're just talking about gaming and gambling and whatnot, no, I don't let that kind of stuff move me. Baseball is a rough deal. I can tell you, not to get too personal with the Wisconsin folks, and by the way, to reiterate, I'm a cheesehead, so I'm born and bred from Milwaukee.
Yep, yep.
I nailed Pittsburgh over the Brewers in that 5-game series. That was horrendous.
It was not good.
One quick thing about that Pittsburgh series, which was just beyond bizarre. Pittsburgh, in 4 of the 5 games, was an underdog at home against a reeling Brewers squad. So I made a couple bucks.
Good. And we're glad. And you know what, Rob? That's something else we'd like to talk to you about here. Again, Rob Misch joining us, Offshore Gaming Association. Also, world-renowned author. If you go to Amazon.com or, heck, just Google his name, you'll find some of his incredible books still for sale. Rob, the NFL, you are currently speaking, and we were talking about this throughout the program. You're currently speaking at UNLV's campus. They have an international gaming, sort of a focus there to a number of NFL executives about potentially gaming being legalized across the country. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're talking about with those NFL guys? And then we'll piggyback off of that into some preseason football, which Scrady is desperately ready to make bets on here.
Well, I'm actually not speaking. I am under the radar as much as you can be. It's a two-day kind of symposium. There's about 40 people at this this conference. It's conducted by the world-renowned UNLV International Gaming Institute. It's their sports gambling arm. And these people have come in to just get a basic primer on sports gambling, the history, the lingo, how to make bets, what are the different bets, all kinds of stuff, just basic stuff about sports gambling. And there is an official there with the Las Vegas Raiders, and that's how the team is presented under his name placard, the Las Vegas Raiders. To see that in official capacity is pretty crazy because, of course, for the next 2 years, they're still the Oakland Raiders. But I had the complete dumb luck to sit in front of these three NFL officials. I can't tell you their names. I don't want to disclose who they are, but I happened to sit in front of the main person yesterday for the entire 8 hours just to listen what they knew and what they were discussing. They were whispering almost the whole time, and it was really interesting what they knew, what they don't know, what they're there to learn. And the one thing that I took from yesterday was the main guy was really surprised to understand that Vegas casinos only make 5% of gross revenue. So it was a $5 billion business last calendar year. For him to understand that the books only took away $250 million, and that might sound like a lot, but there's a lot of books and they have a lot of overhead. There's a lot of cost to doing that business. That was a revelation for him. So when you talk about integrity fee and what they might be seeking with this new relationship with sports gambling, that was a revelation. And so it was interesting to hear him really understand, boy, that's a slim business, that's not a lot of margin, and they might be going up the wrong tree.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of margin. Now, Rob, I wanted to ask you, because you degenerates like me been waiting since the Super Bowl to bet football again, and I can't wait till regular season. Sometimes you have to bet on some preseason football. What are some guidelines and tips? Do you ever bet preseason football?
Never, never, ever, never. I have some good friends who are much smarter than me who do delve into that arena. They know what different coaches' MOs are as far as playing a wide range of guys, letting the bench get some time, not really caring about outcomes or spreads, because that's really what we're talking about, spreads. They'll go into that arena, and I have a lot more trepidation. I look at some CFL numbers, and I even pass on that. Matt, I'll go into the season, and I'm big on the end game. And for instance, when Pittsburgh played New England in the playoffs last year, I was able to at one point get New England plus double digits, and I did it just to do it because New England plus double digits was just stupid. So there's a saying in Vegas that pros bet numbers, Joe's bet teams. So that's a good one to remember. You right. Always want to cover 3, 4, and 7. If you can do that in one fell swoop, do it.
God, it's so fun talking to you, Rob. You make us so excited for just all things sports. We've been in the abyss, man. Again, Rob Misch joining us on our 5-star telecom talk and text line. Rob's got an incredible piece right now on Vegas7.com. It's about ZZYZX Road. Anybody that's traveled out west between L.A. and Vegas has seen this and wondered what the hell is going on. Rob, while we've still got about 2 minutes with you, I wanted to get your take here on the NBA. So circling back to what we started with, the Kawhi Leonard to Toronto trade, DeRozan going to San Antonio. What do you know about the NBA now? How has the futures bet changed there for potentially championship? And, the Milwaukee Bucks, you and I talked a little bit about how their numbers have sort of changed. Jabari has gone to Chicago. What can you tell us about that, Rob?
Right. I can tell you that the Spurs, as of the past 2 weeks, have gone from 50-1 to win the West to 125-1 to win the West.
Wow.
Now, to win the whole thing in the past 6 weeks, San Antonio has gone from 25-1 to 200-1. Now, stick with me on these different time frames because the conference was 2 weeks ago and to win it all was 6 weeks ago. That's just how I have gotten this information from the Superbook over at the Westgate.
Okay.
For Toronto, let's see, to win the conference 2 weeks ago, They've gone from 8-1 to 4-1, and to win it all 6 weeks ago, Toronto has gone from 20-1 to 40-1.
I mean, they're dropping.
No, 40-1 to 21. I'm sorry. Now, here's the real interesting thing about the Milwaukee Bucks, and this tells you all you need to know about the imbalance between the East and the West. The Bucks right now, you can get around town 18-1 to 20-1 to win the conference. That's to win the East.
Okay.
To win the whole thing, you can get the Bucks at 100-1. Ooh. Now, there's the disparity about it's going to be so much easier for the Bucks to win the East than to win the whole thing because you have the Godzilla State Warriors waiting in the West.
Right, right. Godzilla State Warriors. Yeah. I love that one.
How about, Rob, if people are betting right now, obviously baseball is about the only thing, but what are you betting right now? What do you have some tips on here for in the near future?
Yeah, the one guy I'm really looking on, and he burned me last time, but Blake Snell out of Tampa Bay. I was on him pretty early when the world didn't really know about him. There were some really good numbers on him. If in the future you can get Blake Snell at a plus price, especially at home, I would pull the trigger on that, and I don't care who they're playing. That kid has some great movement. So that's a big thing that I'm looking at. And my God, those damn Boston Red Sox on the run line. It's just like money in the bank. And I hate that team. I hate that city. But they've been nothing but good for the bottom line.
You know, on that note, Rob, we've got to like let our shared hatred of Boston be the final thing here. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Again, Rob Misch, world-renowned author, sports, and all sorts of interesting stuff. Check out his new article right now, Vegas7.com, ZZYZX wrote. We'll catch up with you soon, man, as soon as possible. As a matter of fact, really appreciate your time today.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right, see you, bye. Rob.